Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Jill, in Atlanta, and we have Henrietta in Chicago, Glenn in New York, Jerry in New York, and of course, Shakesha, who is now in Memphis. This evening, like every evening, we start our show with the declaration of the International Black Summit. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into vision for the black community and the world. Now for the declaration. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, July 17th, 2011. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Now we are going to have, let's see, Jerry, are you out there?
Yeah, Jerry's out there and Glenn is out here.
Oh, hello, hello. Okay, very good. Before we get started, we'll have our Kwanzaa principle. Jerry, do you want to share our Kwanzaa principle for the evening?
Yes, I got two goodies for tonight.
All right, so
the first one, Amoja in parentheses means unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. And the second one is Kuja, Shakalia in parentheses means self-determination, and to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Back at you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jerry. Now we'll go to what's going on in the community. Of course, as everyone knows, we have our annual event, which is coming up in Chicago, and it's going to be August 4th to the 7th. If you go to blacksummit.org, click on the picture of Chicago, and you'll be able to register. I want everyone that's out there listening to definitely go on the website, check out our website, and of course, we would love to see you in Chicago. And do we have anything, any shares, anything in New York, Glenn?
Not at this point in time, my dear.
Okay. We do have a share that's coming up in Atlanta this Thursday evening. That will go on the web. I believe Tam is going to put that on the website, and it will be the evening. And all the detailed information will be on the website for you. Okay, Glenn, I'm going to pass the torch over to you as far as what we're going to be discussing this evening, if you don't mind.
Okay, no. I think tonight's conversation is going to be the questions that we've been experiencing in the summit.
Very good, very good. For all of you that, just to give you a heads up, each year, since the summit began, there was a question that was generated out of the conversation of the body of the people that would take place and that would be present in the summit. And it was based on not only the body, but just the spirit in the room, for lack of a better word. And Glenn, he's been in the summit for a very long time, and he'll be able to expound a little bit more on how the questions are actually generated through the summit. Glenn?
Well, good, good. So one of the things that we looked at when we got together at the first International Black Summit in August, in October, in 1991, we actually looked at, and we wanted to have something to focus on for that year. And so one of the things that, and this is very interesting, because when we left the summit the first year, we weren't sure what to call ourselves. We were looking at, was it going to be the Afro-American? Was it going to be the West Indian? Was it going to be the African? You know, how do we identify ourselves? So one of the things that we looked at and actually took forward was, who am I in relation to the Black community? And what is it to be Black? Because we wanted to really get to know who we were and to name ourselves, because at that first summit, we were the International Blank Summit, which is kind of odd when you think about it, but we really wanted to do the work to discover what it is that we were about, and to focus on the Black community. So the first question was, and it was an inquiry. And later stages, we actually began to look at declarations, but we started out the summit questions as inquiries. And so the first one, as I said, is who am I in relation to the Black community, and what is it to be Black? And so we used the whole year to look at ourselves, and anytime we would get together for planning body meetings and scheduling any kind of planning sessions and conferences and or prerequisites, we looked at – actually, sorry, we didn't even have prerequisites at that point in time. At that point in time, the prerequisite was Landmark S Training or the Forum. So certainly those events, when we got together, we'd look at what it is to be Black. So that was the first one in 1991. And then is there anything else I want to say about that? No. The thing that I'm going to actually speak to, though, is when we came back in 1992, we were clear that we were the International Black Summit. So somehow us engagement in this conversation of what it is, who am I in relation to the Black community and what it is to be Black, we came back very clear that we were the International Black Summit. The second question in Highland Park was, what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? Now, I'm going to also engage you guys, Jerry and Jill. You know, what are your thoughts about what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? What do you guys get from that conversation, that inquiry?
This is Jill. For me, it's transforming my mindset on how I view myself so that I can have a better understanding for me how I view the world or the community. And that, it seems like that's just, that's simple, how you view yourself. Simply just change your perception. But for me, through the summit, I realized that I was comfortable with, for lack of a better word, being the victim in certain situations and not really looking at myself as causing some of these things, or causing the majority of things that are occurring, whether good or bad, in my life. So transformation is huge, and it's something that I'm constantly working on. So that's how I view it. That's just my definition for myself.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. What about you, Jerry? Anything you want to add to that? Okay. All right, Jerry may be on mute. Okay. So again, the beauty and the degree of the work that gets done in the summit is really focused on the person in your underwear. So it's really about what you get out of it and what you bring to the party. And the framework of the question is something for you to engage in. And I got to tell you, when we looked at the transform ourselves within myself in order to transform the world, what we looked at and what I recall, of course, this is Glenn Greenidge's experience of that summit, was that we got to see all of the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, the pimps, the whores, the drug users, the abusers. We got to see all of that in ourselves. And let me speak for myself. So I got to see all of that in myself, and I got to see how I contribute to the conversation that people of Black African descent are in the U.S. and are in the world. But I also got to see that we were the kings and the queens of the planet, and that we were royalty. So there was something about sharing all that ugliness about who we were, and to be able to claim our regalness. And I got to tell you, and actually the host team knows this person. She's actually hosted a couple of the shows, co-hosted with us as well. I'm not going to mention her name because we do have a strict rule of confidentiality. However, she cried the entire event. So it was a healing for her. So she got healed in it. People got to see themselves, and the just really a level of authenticity around who we are as a people and who I am as a person and how I've contributed. And if I'm going to transform the world, then that's what I need to transform in myself to make this happen. So that's kind of like where that one started. And, of course, these are platforms for the next events. So each year we begin to pull the layer back. The next one was, who or what must I be in order to transform the Black community and the world? So now it was a little different than what must I transform within myself. But it really was, again, about looking at the ownership of who I am and how to transform the Black community. The next year was, what is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being? And that was in New Orleans in 1994. And that one was a pretty phenomenal one because the prior 2 years we were looking at all of the ugliness and the things that are our community and that I contributed to. And in New Orleans, I got to look at the grace and beauty and the ease and the all of the beauty that got created by the same folks who were contributing and doing all this wild stuff. And New York. New York was our biggest summit. And that was, who am I in relationship to being life as transition? And it's interesting, as I look at that one, you know, we're really begin to engage in, you know, transition and change. and transformation. So we actually began to look at that and look to see, you know, what that's about. And then Nairobi, Kenya, 1996, is it to just be? What is it to just be? So that conversation was, if you notice, part of our declaration is nothing to do except be. And so what? So we began in 1996 for the first time to notice and to begin to quiet our mind and listen to what life was telling us. Of course, the next year in South Africa, we'd been quiet enough. So we got into the given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself that you have been unable or unwilling to be with. Standing there, what access does trigger provide you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? Let me say that one more time, because that was more than a mouthful. Given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspects of yourself that you have been unable or unwilling to be with. And I underline that part because that's what trigger is really about. It points to what you're unable or unwilling to be with. Standing there, what access does trigger provide you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? And the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide participants with the opportunity to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. So as you see, all of the previous inquiries kind of were capsulized in this particular one in 1997 in Johannesburg. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention also is that we were in Johannesburg at the time when Mandela had just gotten out. I think he had been, was he president? Yeah, I don't remember if he was, I don't think he was president. He had just gotten out, and there was all this healing that was going on. So they had the tribunals going on where people were coming in and saying what people did to them, and the people were in the room. And that, you know, officer killed my brother and killed my sister and killed, you know. And so all of that was happening the same time we were there. So you can imagine the conversation around trigger of being unable or unwilling to be with. And yet these folks were willing to be with it. So they were a stand to get this all of this stuff cleared up. So that's the space that the summit was, and the summit provided in the context of the work that we do. So, you know, those are the first, you know, kind of monumental ones. We can go into all 21. But I don't know. We're definitely going to do some more. But I just wanted to get some feedback and see if anybody is wants to share anything about it or anything that they notice about it. Notice about the first couple of years of inquiry, Jill or Jerry, well, or anybody else.
This is Jill. If there's if you would like to make a comment, you can press 1. We do have a 603-300 if you have a comment. You're live on the air. 603-300.
Yeah, I think that's in New Hampshire.
Okay.
They're being quiet up there, so we'll let them
All right.
Be.
I believe Jerry's back on. 4. Okay, Jerry. You have a comment?
All the questions that have been manifested in this Black Summit, You know, I found for me that I've been taking deeper cuts, even despite I wasn't part of something even back then. But it goes to show that, again, that if you apply the conversation in your life, if you're willing to take a good look of yourself and make certain changes of your life, your life will transform in front of you. You don't even know it. And I'm happy tonight, personally, that I had that I can hear the that I'm hearing these questions, because it makes me see that, you know, I got work I have to do within myself to make sure that we kings and queens like Brother Green is saying. And make sure that we help, that we develop being part of this world. And to me, that's very important. That, you know, that is powerful. We kings and queens, and that blows me away. And Glenn, I forgot, what's the question in Baltimore? I totally forgot about it. It slipped my mind. Do you have that for you, my brother?
Be with what is.
Mm-hmm.
Be with God. What is, brother. And,
yeah.
and we're going to get to that one. We're going to get to that one.
Yeah, and then personally, that's what really happened to me last year of my experience. And I was say about my experience with me and Jill be hosting Baltimore. I believe that next week I would tell about I would go more about my experience that because at that time that it's all right to feel this way. When you're talking about feeling ugly and feeling all everything within you, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. And that question was, and that was really, really true to me. But I would say more about that. Don't we mean to host a show about Baltimore? Back at you, Jill Anglin.
Thank you. For me, the questions, well, my first event was in Baltimore last year, and that was Be With What Is. And the questions for me, it truly allows me to be on this level of self introspection of who I am and how I see myself and how I want to see myself, but it does force you to be alone with yourself and for some people that's very difficult. For me, it was difficult and it was needed at the same time. So these questions truly pushed me to look more at myself and how I deal with things, and it's just it's just phenomenal as far as with the questions how were generated inside of me with each question. We do have a caller, 773-752. You're live on the air. Go ahead. Call us 773-752. You're live.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, we have 77. Okay, she just went off. What about? Okay, that's it. Back to you, Glenn.
Well, good. I'm gonna quicken the pace a little bit, but I wanna point to something because so I'm gonna go from 1998 to 2002. And I'm going to read them rather quickly, but there's a particular theme that I want to point to that got created. So we went back to Atlanta in 1998. And who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? What are the possibilities available for editing the script I've written for my life, which was Jamaica, West Indies? That's another one that, there was some happenings going on with that one. Philadelphia, 2000. Who am I being as a conscious creator of my life and community? Memphis, Tennessee, 2001. What is available by consciously owning all that I create? And then Toronto, what is available in noticing all that I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder that I am? Now, that those 1, 2, 3, 4, those 5 years, one of the things that we got real strong on and real clear on was that vision work. So we began to do the work around vision, envisioning, and what's your vision, and getting clarity around it so that I could know who I am as a conscious creator of my life and community. Because if you don't have a vision, you can't create that. What is available by consciously owning all that I create? Well, what is it that I'm creating? So those things really put the consciousness around vision. And in 2002, we developed our own prerequisite. No, it was actually before 2002. We've been doing our prerequisites probably since 96 or so, 96, 97. But in 2002, something popped, and we created vision, and we began doing our vision work. And so out of that, the current work that we do is a vision-based conversation. And one of the things that we notice about that, and I want to say about that, is that the vision work is a critical piece of the work we do here at the International Black Summit. Because if you're not clear what your vision is and what you're up to, all of the other things that you're working on don't fall into play. Now, here's the other thing that I want to share with you all about is that in Toronto, and I don't think I was leading that prerequisite. I was a back of room support for that particular, so I was facilitating it from the back of the room. But what I got to see was physical transformation. Like when people got what their vision was, there's a physical change in their being. And so I got present to that. And I got present to that's the work. That's part of the work that we do, is to get people clear around their vision and get people in action consistent with the vision that they see for themselves. So that's the body of work that got created in those 5 years. And then the next year was Salvador de Bahia. Oh, my goodness, 2003. Wow. Salvador Bahia. So let me give you a little background story around it. A guy who's no longer with us by the name of Bill Patterson and Oren. The three of us, well, Bill Patterson had been to Brazil and had been telling Oren and I, you got to come to Brazil. And at the last minute, he got sick, and he couldn't make the trip. And so we being Oren and I, and 18 men from the New York area, two were white, and the rest of us were all black men, went to Brazil together. Oh, my goodness. Now, this was not part of the summit. We went maybe in May or June the Bahia was in 2003. So we must have went in 2000. I think we went in 2001. I believe we went in 2001 or 2002. We'd been there a year prior. And like I said, Bill had been there before. So anyway, you can't imagine the kind of buzz that people had when 18 of us Americans, American men, were in Brazil. Off the chain. Anyway, so when we were going back to Salvador Bahia, and we were clear, that's Bill, Orin, and myself, that when they said Brazil, the only place possible to go in Brazil was Salvador de Bahia, because that was the African, that was where the slave traders, the trade winds, would bring in the African slaves into Brazil, and then from there they would transport them to the West Indies and the Americas. So the trade winds took them into Bahia, Salvador de Bahia. So we were clear that there wasn't going to be no place in Brazil but Salvador to have the International Black Summit. And so we went down, and we decided that we were going to have a scouting party. And we called it the Boys of Brazil. And so Orin, Bill, and myself went down like about 2 weeks prior to the summit event. And Falami, Orin's daughter, said, well, I want to be part of that. And Susan Shelton said, well, I ain't missing out on this. So the five of us went down, and what we went down with the intention to line some people up and get some people ready, because this was a different language. They speak Portuguese. None of us spoke Portuguese, but we had some nice contacts down there, and we figured we'd go down there. And we had a guy, our host team guy was Billy, and the Brazilian guy, Billy, that Perry Francis is known from traveling to Brazil. So we went down there. We had a prerequisite a week before the summit, 2 weeks before the summit, and then a week before the summit. So we were busy. We were on the radio. We went into schools at night to talk, to let them know about the International Black Summit. We were like celebrities, I tell you. It was amazing. It was very amazing. So anyway, so the theme for Brazil was I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare that I am great, I am beautiful, I am sexy, I am smart, I am, you know, whatever. And so it was really, and that's the first year that we had a declaration. So there was a shift in from an inquiry to a declaration of who I am. So that was very, very significant. And I got to tell you that the people in Brazil are, you know, they have a, in all of these places, you know, Johannesburg, Nairobi, Kenya, all of the international spots that we've been to, Jamaica, have a different conversation about what it is to be black. So all of those things were cultural things that we had bumped up against. But when we got to Salvador Bahia, that Brazil is such a melting pot that people consider themselves brown, yellow, anything but black. So it was very interesting to relate. And at some time prior to that, probably Jamaica or Philadelphia, I'm not sure, we had changed the requirement of African descent to of black African descent. Because what we realized when we were in Johannesburg and Nairobi, Kenya, was that there were people of African descent that were not black, you know. So we have to put that in to kind of clarify that for ourselves and for who could participate. And in Salvador, we had all kinds of color skins, and all it was, are you of black African descent. And all you have to do is acknowledge that to participate. I mean, literally. So if you're clear that that's who you were, then you could come do the International Black Summit. And so Bahia was like off the chain. We had a Portuguese translator. We had people that only spoke French. We had people that only spoke Spanish. We had people in the body of participants that were translated into some of the other languages. But there were so many different languages going on in the room. We had about four or five Brazilian Brazilian translators that were translating. So, you know, I mean, it was off the chain. But I got to point out to and reference back to the youth. I love the youth, and the youth of all is broken ground. But in Johannesburg, we had youth that spoke different dialects of Swahili and some of the other languages of South Africa. And we didn't even have a translator, and we still got the work done through pictures and drawing. Phenomenal, phenomenal. So we knew going into Brazil that it was possible, but we wanted to have as much in place as we could to provide that whole translation conversation. And I got to tell you, there was one guy, one brother that was translating from Brazil. And we said something in English, and then he looked back at us. And couldn't figure out the context of which we were speaking. So we actually had to spend about 10 minutes getting him clear how he could actually speak that in Portuguese, because he, you know, most of the translation is pretty, you know, you say that and it translates to that. But the concept had been so foreign for him that he had to get himself cleared and have a conversation so he can get grounded in what we're speaking to so that he could translate it. I mean, it was, oh, man, it was miraculous. It was miraculous. But there was a shift in who we were being, and we declared ourselves at that point in time. So there was no longer an inquiry. And then the next year was Ghana. I actually missed Ghana. Ghana was one of the two that I actually missed. And Ghana was a little different, but it was still engaging in that same theme. I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare that I am enough. So not only had we gone from the declaration that I declare that I am whatever I am, but now in Ghana, 2004, I declared that I am enough. So that I didn't need anything, I didn't have to do anything, but I had it all here, and it was all there for me to move it forward. So we had done all this work with the vision, and we had popped that in 2002, and so we were now clear that we were the master of our ships, and that we needed to direct them in terms of where we wanted to get them to. So it was very, very clear, and a different distinction. Any questions? Anybody have their hands up? Want to engage in that? Want to hear a little bit more about it, or what was the thinking around it?
Well, we'll try. We have a hand up. Let's see, 773-752, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, hello. Now.
Yes, it is me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We couldn't hear you before the last time.
Oh, okay. I misplaced my telephone, so I had to stop at my sister's house and use her phone and her computer to get the number to call me. So I've been enjoying the show.
Oh, good.
Okay. I have been enjoying the show.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's Henrietta Byrd, our host person in Chicago this year. She has been doing her darndest to make sure that we're accommodated and we've got the right space and we've got the right hotel and we've got the right situations and activities. And she's been working hard on the opening event on Thursday night. So just want to honor the work that you're doing, Henrietta. And you and Claudie are really bringing it home for Chicago. So I just want to acknowledge and thank you for the work that you're doing and that your summit is happening through this work. So when you get to the event, you'll be already done. You'll be cooked. Stick your fork in it, okay?
Hey, talk about be with what is, okay? Be with. Misplacing your phone 3 weeks before the summit with all the stuff in the phone, right? Oh, my God.
But yeah, I'm going to bring it up, but I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay.
But that's the kind of, so you listeners out there, that's the kind of stuff that we work on. You know, all of these questions and declarations, that's the work that we do with ourselves. And when we get together, we engage and look at it for ourselves. So Henrietta's like, be with what is. I done lost my phone, misplaced my phone. I got stuff to do. People are depending on me. People are calling on me. Be with what is.
Right. Be with
hello?
It. Okay, look, I'm on the computer sending folks emails letting you know. Okay, you can reach me by email until sometime tomorrow when I get to the phone place.
But and here's the thing I want to underline about that for you folks listening. You could be a victim in this whole conversation, but she's not being a victim. Henrietta is not being a victim. She is moving forward powerfully. Good. Be with what is. Okay, that's what it is. All right, here, and I got work to do, so we're still going to get done. She ain't crying a milk. She ain't, you know, all out of wits. It's like, nope. I am moving forward with this sucker. I'm going to do what I have to do to get it done. Powerful. Can you use that in your job, in your relationships, with your children, with your husband, with your wife? Okay? All right? Hello. That's the kind of thing we're doing at the International Black Summit. So if you're up for that, you're up for transforming your life. Not change, transformation.
Right.
Okay, we talked a little bit about that last week. Transformation, having it look completely different. Let me back up. Transformation is a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Okay? We ain't talking about a caterpillar changing colors. That's change.
Okay.
I'm talking about transformation. Caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So that's what we're up to here. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're coming to you live every week from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 646-716-9827. We've got folks in the chat room. We've got some extra lines. You want to call in, check us out, talk about it, bring it on. Anything else you want to say?
I just really want everybody to get to Chicago. I don't care how you get here, just get here. Because this summit is just I won't say unbelievable, because we've asked for these things that are coming. But you, as I said, in church today, you must be willing to accept the good that the universe has for you. And if you are willing to accept what the universe has for you, then come to Chicago and work it out so that you can get it. Work through all of that stuff that keeps you from getting what is here for you. Believe me, I am in the summit conversation. I mean, I'm having it. And
she's having her 2011 summit right
yes.
now. Host team is going through it. She's
okay.
having her summit event every day, every moment up until this event.
Okay. So I just invite everyone to get to Chicago and come early so you can do the tour. We're doing a wonderful tour so you get to see everybody's house. You get to see Obama's house, Farrakhan's house, Jesse's house, just whatever you want to see. We'll put it on the list. Jerry Butler, Curtis Mayfield, all of the requests that Jerry has made. You know, Jerry wants to see everything, so we just keep adding to the list every time he says something that he wants to see. On Wednesday during the day, that's the tour. Thursday is the prerequisite. Then Thursday night are the opening ceremonies. And Friday, it begins. It just begins, and we go right on through. We're going to have some wonderful evenings planned, just a wonderful weekend in Chicago with the International Summit body.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. So go to the website, blacksummit.org. Blacksummit.org. Get yourself registered. Find out the hotel information, whatever you need. Get her done. Get her done. As my man on the country comedian talks about. What's that? The cable guy. Larry the cable guy. Get her done. All right. We've got a few more to go, and then we're going to wrap this conversation up for now. So the next year, we left off at Elmina Beach in Ghana. That was 2004. That was the Declaration I Am Enough. And then I got to tell you, I got to talk a little bit about this one here. 2005, we had three summit events going on at the same time. Miami, Florida. Chicago, Illinois. Top Hill, Jamaica. Okay? That's in St. Catherine. Oh, my goodness. We had a bunch of folks in Miami. We had a bunch of folks in Chicago. My man Oren and Rosemary and I, and this woman named Dawn from Toronto, whose great-grandfather founded the town. So we went to Top Hill. We had a summit in Top Hill, in the country, in the woods, around developing their conversation for community, and developing their conversation for commerce. And I got to tell you, and then we did some work. So we did some classroom work, and then we did some physical work. We laid some concrete for the school, and did some construction work. I bought my boots, and I had some tools that I brought there, my hammer, and we did some work up in Top Hill, I tell you. And, of course, that was passion, essence, and action. Man, powerful stuff. Then we went to Detroit. This is the second one I missed. Now, wait a minute. Is that the second one I missed? Yes, it is. That's the second one I missed. I Am My Vision Fulfilled. That was Detroit. So again, we have this vision conversation. I Am My Vision Fulfilled. Then we went back to New Orleans. I Am Present to Blank in This Moment. New Orleans in 2007, and that was right after Katrina.
That was a
Katrina.
God, that was a wonderful summit.
A powerful summit. We actually went around and visited and toured the sites. We had groups of people coming in early to work in the community. I spent 3 days pulling out pillars and burnt up wood out of a house, a couple of houses. Man, I tell you, it was something to be in that conversation that year. And I don't want to go political, but it still ain't right, okay?
Okay.
But New Orleans still ain't right, okay? There's still parts of New Orleans that ain't been fixed up. So we'll continue that conversation. Anguilla, 2008, what aspect of myself am I listening to when I am present to blank? So, again, we're looking for you to ask yourself what you need to put into place to be present. You know, what are you listening to? You know, which is another way of saying, what is it that you're creating? You're listening to something, and that's what's getting created and generated. So these conversations are related. And then London, England, which is the third event that I missed. So I missed 3 out of the 21 years. I am present to myself as the source of my vision. Let me say this one again, because that declaration really points to the culmination of the work, the body of work that we've been doing over the 20 years. And that is, I am present to myself as the source of my vision. So it's like, okay, if I'm the source of my vision, then ain't nobody holding me back but me. All right? So let's be real clear about that. And then that was 2009, and in 2010, be with what is. So we talked a little bit about that as well. Be with what is. You know, it's not going to go anywhere. Don't stick your head in the sand. You know, be with what is powerfully. You know, have it be what you say it's going to be, not what you hope it's going to be, what you want it to be, all those other conversations. Anyway, so I'm going to give it back to the gang. We've got about 8 minutes left before the end of the show. So we've talked about all of the different declarations and questions of the summit. And so stay tuned, because we're going to have a powerful one in Chicago. It's the second time we've been in Chicago. So I'm looking forward to it. I was in Top Hill the last time, so I wasn't in Chicago. So I'm looking forward to being in Chicago. I lived in Chicago for 2 years, so it's kind of a homecoming for me on a lot of levels. So, you know, and I'm going to be stirring up some mud up in Chicago. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, keep that stick down.
Yeah. You, Jerry.
Oh yeah. This is Jerry. We gonna have the Oscar Room open, and I'll be hosting that tonight after the show, 9 o'clock. And that number is 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834#. I will say it again. The Oxygen Room number, 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834#, and we will have that room opening up for 30 minutes. So if anybody want to participate, feel free to call in so we can keep this going.
One more time, Jerry.
Yes.
One more time, please. 218.
218-862.
Okay.
You got that? You got the rest?
Yeah, I have the rest. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. So feel free. Let's keep this conversation going. Back at you.
Well, this is Jill, and I really hope that everyone listening out there takes advantage of going to Chicago August 4th to the 7th. It's going to be a dynamic event. And, again, it's not what the summit is offering you, but it's what you're offering yourself. Your summit, like Henrietta's summit, has already begun. Your summit has already begun just by the thought of you saying, okay, I am going to go to Chicago. That once you put that in your head, it will manifest. You will generate that, and you will be in Chicago with us. And I hope to see everyone that's out there listening to us. I hope to see you in Chicago. Back to you, Glenn.
Yeah, that's great. One of the things, one of the side pieces of work that I'm doing some work with Oren and Byron. But we do a 90-day enhancement program. But one of the things that we've been talking about in the 90-day enhancement program is how do you have things manifest? And so you want to be intentional. You want to be clear what it is that the result that you want to produce, and then you want to be intentional about it, and then you want to co-create that happening in your life. So you have the universe provide you with the opportunities to have that in place. And here's the thing about that. The universe is not necessarily going to send it to you the way you think it should look. But you have to be listening for the opportunities to have that thing be manifest, whatever that is, that goal, intention, job, getting to Chicago. If you're really about getting to Chicago, get clear that you want to get there, get clear what you want to, visualize yourself getting there, and then allow the universe to support you in getting there. So allow the universe to co-create with you. Sorry, Jill, back to you.
Thank you. Well, this is the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show, and we are on every Sunday evening at 8 Eastern Standard Time. We would like for you all to continue to listen to us. We will be on the show even while we're in Chicago. So
that's right.
Yeah, we're real excited about that. So please feel free to join in. We will have the countdown. The countdown actually has started now. So we're going to discuss the summit this evening. As you know, we discussed the questions. So we'll go more, take deeper cuts into the summit. And, of course, the deepest cut, the peeling of that onion, will be when you arrive in Chicago. This is the International Black Summit. And we want you to please go to www.blacksummit.org to check out our website. Also, you can find us on Facebook. Become hit like and make sure you're on Facebook and you can hear and see what's going on. We have virtual women shares, virtual men shares. So please join us on Facebook. And again, you can always listen to us here on the radio show. If you have anything going on in your area, you can look at the website to see what's going on in your area, and detailed information and contact information will be available to you. Back to you, Glenn.
I want to say one thing before we're going to say. I might have some special in Chicago. I might have some of the people come. I might have to tell y'all how y'all feel about the summit. So I'm working on that. Back at you, Glenn. I'm just working on some things.
All right. Okay, Very good. Well,
all right. I'll see you all in the oxygen room.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, this is it. We love you. We're here for you. We want you to win. We want you to create and be clear what your vision is and have that vision take you in to the next thing that you're up to. We love you. We honor you, and we thank you for joining us. Peace and blessings.
Good night.